Welcome to Cash Considerations, the podcast that takes you behind the Las Vegas sportsbook from the guys that actually work behind it, with your hosts, Alan Berg, Dave Sharapan, and Matoy Pearson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're with your new host, Matoy Pearson, Big Mo, Mostradamus, a lot of different names. You're listening to Cash Considerations right now. It looks like I'll be the host for the time being and possibly forever since I got forced into this. I'm here in the dungeon right now, going through some action, talking some big moves with my boy Alan Berg. AB, what's going on?
What's up, Mo? You're trying out the host.
Yeah, I think it's going well for the most part, I hope. And anybody that's listening to this, I hope they're not annoyed of my voice already. Since I don't talk as much, but yeah, we got a lot of things going on. We've already put out the cast. Our boy Junkyard was on there. You giving out all the NFL info, big ups to you, and me giving out decent college football information that I usually guess on. So, there's a lot of stuff going on. We have the McGregor fight this weekend. We just got out of a big fight a couple weeks ago. You were out with in the Canelo.
Triple G, yep. That was a great time.
Yeah. And then obviously on the back burner, it's just football.
Yeah. Gotta do the football. Getting into the NBA though now.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In. Yeah, and then we'll talk about that too, we got going on with some advanced lines we put out because, Caesar's for real. We're for real, dog.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so, man. As well, we will be giving out the Money 3. I actually forgot about that, telling you guys that because how bad I did last week. So I wanted to be the last thing I told anyone. It is really just me, man. So, everyone did well.
No, I didn't do well. I went 1-2.
But they weren't like, I mean.
No, they weren't terrible, but I mean.
Yeah.
They hurt. Big ups to Frank Reich for going for it. Yeah. Even though it cost me a bet, but I like it. I would tell. I want my coaches to try to win football games. And if your team doesn't execute and you need 3 yards, that's their fault.
That's it. Yeah. That's you don't fault. Get it. I mean, I'm not sure who the guy they threw the hitch to, but for God's sakes, I mean, come on. Like I said,
Luck's got to throw a better ball there.
Yeah. Or, throw it a little bit.
The game's on the line.
A little bit low, right? Low, yeah.
Yeah. And then the receiver could have dropped down to try to catch it. I mean,
there a lot was of just different
poor
stuff.
Execution all over.
Yeah. Big ups to them for coming back, though.
They fought back. They were started out great, 7-0. Looked like they were going to get it. They were going to roll.
Yep.
D was locked in early, and then the turnover in the end zone just
it smoked everything. Momentum killer. Yeah. Obviously, momentum's a big deal because Huge. It is a big deal,
especially among bad teams like those two.
That's absolutely correct. Oh, I mean, even being on the road, getting something like that will. Kill the home team, what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone's not cheering. You know the game, yeah. So I don't know. What did we want to get into first? Did we want to go Money 3 to begin with, or?
Hey, man, this is your show tonight, man. You running it.
Okay, I hate Alan for this. Yeah, so we'll run through the Money 3, get it over with, so you don't have to wait till the end to figure out if we know what we're talking about or not. So we'll begin with the college football aspect.
Sure, let's do it.
And I'll go in chronological order so I can remember what is PM and what's AM. So to begin, I have a 9 o'clock start in the morning Pacific time. Tulane plays Cincinnati, Battle of the American Conference. Since the undefeated, one of the only 3 undefeateds in the group of 5, they join UCF and South Florida. Interesting fact. I don't like that. Yeah, I don't care for that either. I'm just telling people. So, I'm picking Tulane plus 7. Looks like it's going down a little bit here. But Tulane's showed they can play with the best of them. Not really the best of them, but they're playing the best ball that they're playing. They had a big win against Memphis last week that got them going. And I know they've they had a rough one against Wake Forest, slipped one against UAB. But as far as having a spot that they were supposed to win it against Memphis, it seems like it can get them going. And they had a little bit longer to focus on Cincinnati, one of the best teams who absolutely slaughtered UConn. But everyone is slaughtering UConn. Yeah, every single team I've seen. So it's just going
to – I feel like I was a part of a UConn game earlier in the season, and I remember going, man, they're bad.
Maybe UCF. I'm assuming it was maybe the first week.
I don't know if it was like week – it might have been like week two or something. Boise.
Boise.
Damn, they're terrible.
Yeah, pretty rough, yeah, man. So, yeah, no, you know, since he had that little tune-up game and now they're at home – and, you know, they're laying seven, and it just seems like a, you know, a move that people are, if they're following college football now, they're going to be taking, you know, to stay away from a lot of the money that these guys are betting. And then, you know, focusing in on a Tulane's run game, which has been doing real well. And it looks like they're one of the quarterbacks that is splitting time with Jonathan Banks, the actual starter. His name's Justin McMillan. He's the LSU transfer. The kid seems like he can spin the ball a little bit there. So, defensively, Tulane has been pretty decent, but this is a big spot for them to make a move, especially right now. I mean, it'd be pretty big to beat a team like Cincinnati on the road. So, I mean, we're hoping for an upset, but taking seven in a close one is what I'm hoping to luck out on.
Nice.
That'll be my first one.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of useless information there. So we'll go to my 12:30 game, which is a highlight big game in the SEC. It's going to be Florida versus LSU. LSU is a 2.5-point favorite around town. Big game, right? I mean, I'm assuming two names that everyone knows in college football.
Sure.
Probably paying all the players. I mean, their players are rich. We're rich. Not us, but them. I'm actually taking Florida +2, the dog here. I think it should be a dog fight. I mean, between two teams with a big history together. You know, usually the SEC teams get down, but this one, which I kind of compared it to the LSU Auburn game where they won a close one. Mm-hmm. Florida gets the right to be at home here, where LSU beat them in Auburn. I think that's right. Yeah, they beat them at Auburn, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So, but it's a, you know, for Dan Mullen and his guys who've been doing good, they had that big win against Mississippi State. Although people are calling Mississippi State frauds now. I feel like it's a time to take advantage. Dan Mullen's got this team going in the right direction from last year, which was just in shambles. Where do our boy McElwain? Hope he's doing well with the Sharks. You know the picture I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, brutal, man. So, LSU comes in after beating, the living daylights out of Ole Miss, who hasn't been up to par. And, you know, it just seems like it's I wouldn't go so far to say too easy, but – you know, laying two seems like a weird, awkward number to be laying for a team that's been doing as well as they have. It should be I'm thinking more or less under. Burrow's been pretty good for LSU, but Florida's secondary is who I'm hoping gets a couple turnovers and kind of turns the game into their favor and gets a close win at home. So I'm hoping Florida wins here. I would just say take the two, but, you know, it's basically the same deal is winning a close one anyway, considering. So Florida and Tulane, and then my last one is a Pac-12 after dark. It's a Utah and Stanford, and I'm
to get it back late game.
So we got a combination, man. I wish we can cue some music. But yeah, I'm going with Utah +4. I mean, there was better numbers already. Took me a while to decide if I really liked them or not, but you know, it's Their best asset is stopping the run, and Bryce Love has had a tough time all year getting it together. I think he's been injured. You know, he didn't play against UC Davis earlier. Just kind of having a rough go. He hasn't been, you know, running enough. I think he has like 329 yards at right now. At one point, he had 301 yards last year against one team. That was Arizona State. So, you know, Utah's best asset is stopping the run. You know, if they can at least get to that. It's really the receivers on the outside that Costello on Stanford's been getting to. I mean, these are big guys, easy guys to get to. And, you know, Utah's been struggling a little bit with the pass, defending the pass. So I think Whittingham, who's a great coach who I banked on, all season last year and seasons before, to get a big win here after losing two to Washington and Washington State. So nothing against Stanford, who's been great. They took a tough loss to Notre Dame going on the road. They come back home. It's going to be a gritty game. Utah is going to try to, put their own stake or their claim in the Pac-12 South by getting a big win against Stanford. So those will probably be my three: Utah, Tulane, and Florida. So
very nice.
Yeah. So going with that, I think we should go into the NFL games if you want to.
We're on it, man.
Yeah.
I'll jump in. I like the Browns as my first play. The Baker Mayfield era is here. He will make mistakes time to time. But I think Cleveland, I think, will be a tough out at home now. I think the energy is back after finally, you know, breaking open the Bud Light.
Yeah.
You know, for the city.
Yeah, yeah, cracking the Bud Light. Yeah.
You know, his first game action led him back to a win. I just think they'll be very up for this game. Baltimore coming off the big Sunday night win seems like a place where they could come in, be a little flat. Browns D didn't play well last week, so I feel like this is a good spot for them to bounce back and take a little bit of that momentum away from Baltimore.
Yeah, Ravens, so, sometimes they don't show up in spots, man. You know, it's weird. Yeah, they're a great team, though. But
it seems like that whole division has always had that, like, we play to our competition.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I look for Cleveland to just be kind of inspired in that game and come out and really get after it.
Considering Cleveland should have won that game in Oakland, my God.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Do you have anything to say about that first down that got taken back, or is that just football? It's just football?
I mean, things happen, but – I mean, you definitely could have made a case that both teams could have won that game with how high the score was. And
sure. You know. I always say, like, stuff like that, like when a first down is usually closer. I mean, they're starting to get more in tune with, like, reviewing a lot of the stuff, which is ridiculous. But, like, a play like that in the second quarter is not getting reviewed. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, it's a first down, he's close. But there with a minute and 30 in the fourth, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. So
yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if they just kind of speed up the whole process.
Oh, man.
And just, you know, have people looking at this and already have the decision made if a challenge comes in or if it's under 2 minutes.
30-minute reviews.
We don't need all that.
It's pretty bad.
So
Jesus.
But off the rant.
Yep.
On to pick two.
Pick two.
We'll go with the Pittsburgh Steelers -3.
Staying in the division.
Same thing. They are coming off an ugly home loss. I just feel like Atlanta outdoors in this spot. Pittsburgh traditionally is good at home. Their team's a little bit of a mess. They really need a win here. If they lose to Atlanta, you might as well just write them off.
Pack it up.
I think that's
it. Yeah, I think
the whole thing's coming down. So I think this is a spot where they know they're playing a good team and can feel good about themselves. They can come back and win, get back to 2-2-1. Atlanta is pretty good. Without their record, you know, at 1-3, they've been better than they actually are. They've had a tough first four games, I feel like, schedule-wise. But I think they just have one more bad spot here. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see them start 1-4 and then roll off a bunch of wins.
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
with that
yeah.
being said, I think Pittsburgh will find a way to cover this number. And then lastly, I got the Arizona Cardinals.
Cards.
At San Francisco.
Brutal.
Second start for Josh Rosen. I thought he did well with, you know, what he was given, what, you know, they asked him to do. For the most part, he took care of the ball, had a couple throws that probably should have, you know, hurt him, but fortunately were dropped. But I think he'll have more chemistry with his receivers. I think they'll get David Johnson going a little better in this game against the Niners on the road. I don't know. I just feel like the team will feel better having the young kid under center, knowing that, you know, what kind of year they're kind of having and just try to get in the win column. So I like them to possibly win this game outright. I think the 4 is a good number, but it wouldn't surprise me at all to see them win this game.
I'm not even sure if does any other team have no wins? Just Arizona?
Man, that's a great question. I don't know.
I think that's it. Yeah, Arizona. Yeah. 0-4, wow. Yeah, and oh man, the Niners are so brutal. Like, should they be laying to anyone?
And I think that's kind of the thing. Like, if you really want to make the case that they should be laying points, they should probably be laying 3.
Sure, that's
so
fine.
4.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 is a pretty solid number to get in the NFL.
Yep.
And so Arizona rounds out my big 3.
That's Arizona, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Cleveland Browns.
Oh, nice recapping, host.
Yeah. I remember.
He's already ready.
I usually don't listen to anything either. Yeah, so I'm doing my best. So we give you, what we think are winners, and hopefully you could pick at least one of them, and just that one wins. So, yeah, we won't get smoked on anything else.
Yeah, because last week, not good.
Yeah,
not
it was tough. Yeah, even if you picked one, you know.
Our boy Kyle was the only one who was on top of it, 2-1.
Yeah, and he.
Shout out to Kyle. I didn't get a chance to. Life kind of got in the way again, as it tends to do I'm trying to get these casts together.
Yep.
And then the Lindy, he just didn't want to partake this week.
He wasn't liking the board. He hated the board. He hated the board. I remember
it's cool.
I sent him some plays.
I mean, it's kind of weak.
I don't think he. Yeah, I mean, you could just guess.
We're just. He liked the three biggest favorites on the board.
That's good enough. And if they come in, you could be like, no, for sure, dude. Yeah. I already had him. Yeah. It was a wrap.
Sounds like his square stuff. but he was working a lot on some things. Mo did mention that we did release NBA regular season first 2 days.
Yep, that's what I was going to get into.
Spreads. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, you guys, you and a couple other of our guys were big into that. We haven't seen much yet get down. I mean, as far as money to get down on it, but, I mean, they're out there for anybody to bet on or get action on. Or if you're an avid fan or watch any basketball, it'd probably be good to get down and bet some.
Or if you're in town and you want, you know, action on the first 2 days of the regular season and your state doesn't have the sports book yet.
You can come through.
Easy way to get down.
Yeah, make a play. Make some sick plays.
Mail that ticket in or bring it back to Vegas and let's roll.
Yeah, just come back. Just fly back. Yeah. I like telling people to fly back.
Fly back.
Yeah, I'd be like, wait, you're talking about mailing? Anybody mail anymore? Like,
fly back on us.
Doesn't even seem real. Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, I mean, obviously that's a big thing that we got going on here. But, I mean, as far as since you're still here and we're still on, I wanted to go over the fight, man. I mean, seems like it's a bunch of funny stuff going on in the press conferences.
Oh, I know you've been watching them. I love it.
I've been seeing a lot of the highlights of them because they're hilarious, and I will go into full detail about it, but it'll be with you. So any predictions on the fight or, what you're expecting? Or how about any other fights
Of the card? I wrote a column in Gaming Today about it. I know that Connor's the square side.
Shout out GT.
That all the sharps are down on Khabib, but – I don't know. I think that Connor is getting a little bit disrespected here with the number. I think this fight's a little closer to like the minus 125, minus 130. So if you're getting the plus 140s, plus 150s, maybe plus 160s that may show up tomorrow, I think it's just too good of a number to pass up on.
If they do end up, like if some of the sharper guys come in and bet Khabib, we can get a better number? Or well, most people might stand on there.
I could see getting the plus 160. If you're not a huge bettor, you'll probably get a good Khabib price at a few shops in town that'll panic about the McGregor exposure.
Yeah.
If you do like him, I think you can wait. I think you'll eventually see a good number at one of those shops. But with that said, my big thing is, look, I'm not going to be at all surprised if Khabib just completely mauls him. I really won't. He's phenomenal. There's a reason he's undefeated. My only question is, I just feel like with Connor's speed, Connor's very good at controlling space. I think if he lands one of his big shots, that's the key to the whole fight.
Check out this throw right here.
If he hurts him, Utah State BYU.
Yeah. That's a passing interference replays. Also. Yeah.
Most
BYU's
loving it.
Terrible.
this is how it goes here, folks. I just think I'm curious to see if McGregor lands something solid. I don't think Khabib's ever been hit by anybody real, like, on the button. And I think because of the way Connor is very crafty about getting in the right spot at the right time, I think he can land something solid on him. And that's my question mark. And that's why I feel like at the price, I'm more of a McGregor backer here.
Sure.
That being said, if I started to see, like, the $1.20, $1.15 on Khabib, it'd be tough to pass that up. So a lot of times fights for me are what the price is. It's not really about which guy I like. It's about what I feel like the value is there. And right now for me, it's just more into Connor.
I mean, like, but as far as like value, you got to have like some type of like a, not an opinion, but just be like, I know it looks like this, but it's still like might be fool's gold, I guess.
Well, I mean, look, like I said, the public's going to be all over Connor. He's the most popular fighter, I think, in both.
We've already been getting a bunch
UFC.
Of McGregor, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just crazy. Yeah, the McGregor money's flying.
Dude, I walked right down. It was like a $4,000 bet on McGregor. You know what I mean?
And so. our price right now for Nurmagomedov is pretty competitive. So, I mean, we've been getting some decent, sizable blasts on Khabib. So, but they're not enough to where we're looking to move necessarily yet. But I guess what I'm saying is that the fight to me is so interesting and it can definitely go two ways. And that's why
for me, like, I felt like the prices probably should be a little bit lower. Khabib should still be favored, but I just don't think it should be as high. So, again, it just comes down to, I feel like this is a 50-50 fight. And because of that, I like the dog at the price you're getting.
Right. Okay. You
know, whereas now I can now make more of a case for Nurmagomedov.
Sure.
So, like, because to me, if you twist my arm, I really would have no clue who to pick. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it really could go either way. It's a really great fight.
Yeah. No, I'm, that's what I'm
somebody's
hearing,
getting dominated. That I think is a guarantee.
I hope there's I hope there's a knockout personally, but I guess that's what I hope in any fight I watch. I'm assuming. Yeah.
I think that's what most of the fight fans
like McGregor. I mean, I think he's good. Obviously, he's good for the sport.
Well,
but
he's a star no matter what happens here.
Sure,
if he loses,
yeah.
He's still the biggest star in UFC.
He's gonna be drinking that whiskey, that proper,
proper twelve.
We need to get that.
Are we gonna get that?
We need to get that. Okay, yeah. No, we will get that. Yeah. I think that's another thing that we just locked in right there. Proper 12 coming in hot.
Cash
considerations. if anyone's listening, and if anyone knows McGregor, we'll need a sponsorship soon.
We'll talk to him. Let's talk, Connor. We'll talk after the fight, bro.
And I think he'll abide.
Oh,
he'll
sure. Yeah. He can't wait to get on.
That's why I'm hyping him up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even care about any of this UFC stuff, really.
He ain't gonna like it though, because I'm on the fence.
Sure.
The
He'll like it.
But
we can edit a lot of stuff, dude.
I said you. So if you win, then it's going to be like, we're just going to edit that right out. So you ain't even hearing this part.
It's all about gaming today, and it's all about knowing what you know. That's it, man. I mean, for most of the stuff that we just went about, do you have anything else to say?
I love Tony Ferguson. The price is a little high for the casual fan, in the 330 to 350 range. I just think he's a much better talent than
he's fighting Pettis,
Anthony
right?
Pettis. The Pettis brothers also on the card. He should win his fight, I think.
Yeah, keep seeing different Pettises.
Sergio Pettis, yeah.
Is he any good?
Sergio? Yeah, he's solid. Yeah, I think he's ranked number two in that weight class.
Sick.
He's a small guy, but that's gonna be a good fight. Him and Formiga.
Dope. Nice.
But yeah, I mean, I like Tony Ferguson a lot. I think that price is low. I think it's a parlayable fight.
Right. Parlay with McGregor. Parlay with Tulane. Wow.
There we go.
Tulane loses early.
Tulane Berg parlay.
I can't. I don't want to watch it because it's early and it could just blow everything. I mean, there's like hundreds of plays that are already locked in. Man, it's just disgusting.
Limitations.
I'm a freak, man. We're all pretty disgusting, really. But for anyone that's still listening, we basically covered most of the stuff that we wanted. Or wanted to get out. I mean, for me, I think besides the Money 3 plays, I wanted to, put the NBA deal on blast because we're the only ones that have them right now. So,
I will just comment this. I think it's interesting that we have all these plays out. It is a little far still. I mean, we're still, 10 days away from the first game. But it really shows you, how the market seems to be so influential.
It's huge. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if we just did a real good job or if just they're waiting to see what else somebody else thinks.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's interesting. But it's cool, man. I'm glad that we're getting the opportunity to do things like this. Big shout out to Jeff.
Big Jeff.
For letting us, use our heads, try to do some real bookmaking out here in Vegas, which, is done in bits and pieces.
Sure. There's always quotations above things.
So, this is some real stuff that we're doing. So, we're trying to do it right. So,
and I think it's going well.
Yeah.
We've got the moves. Everything's coming in. Everybody's getting their own stuff together as far as the other states. You know what I mean? Everyone's just kind of growing. So,
college football has been coming out earlier.
We've
totals up.
Yeah. Lindy's
first in Vegas,
done a killer job, keeping the advanced games up. And keeping the conference championships up, which is not really up. So,
which isn't much of a thing in the town.
And it looks like we're going to drop Utah State large, man. They're about to win the Mountain West.
Wow.
I'm going to probably give out another Mountain West take on another team winning in about two weeks, man.
He keeps watching the Utah State BYU replay. This is incredible.
Yeah, no, I had that Utah State first half, and I ate that steak earlier. It was a great killer early Friday for me before coming to work, man.
Wow.
oh, man. Did you get any of that Dodgers under?
No, man.
Did Lawrence?
You don't give me any of that stuff.
You're kidding. I thought. Also, another note, trust nobody. So Yeah, except us. Sometimes. Yeah, you know, it's been this is so great hosting. This is beautiful, man.
He doesn't know where to go. I love it.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the back burner of a lot of things here, so bear with me. Usually, it's only a 30-minute bit, so I think this might be where we close it out to an extent.
Okay. What do you want to close with?
I was going to ask you.
Oh, man.
I basically gave out everything. I gave him my Utah State play.
You just emptied it. You emptied your bag of tricks.
Yeah. The Edge Steakhouse at the Westgate is real good. Nice. So that's something that I had.
You're shouting out lots of products today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad. I'm actually happy.
Moe's products.
Man, Doritos are good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I seen today that was like, man, like most of this stuff is in crust. Sierra Miss is decent. I don't think a lot of people think Sierra Miss is good. I'm on the back end of that, or I'm on the other side of that one.
Just so everyone knows, we're past the 1 a.m. hour, so things are getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
I'm losing it.
It's cool,
I'm getting tired,
I like
man.
It.
Yeah, this is fine. I'm okay with this. I knew we were going to get into something in this after we did the last of the basketball segment.
We blew through it.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, I'm okay with that.
Today.
Plus, like we didn't get anybody else on the Money 3. So man, right. You know, if you're being a little baby about it, then
whoa,
no, I'm kidding. It's already on there.
There it is.
Yeah. I can't get it out.
Yep.
All right.
That's where I'll scrub it when I got to go back through the McGregor stuff in case he wins. So we could talk about Proper 12 because Jameson is over.
There's going to be so much editing, but there probably isn't though. Don't edit any of it.
No editing.
That's
it's
okay.
It's going up in any minute.
Well, with that being said, you know, for my co-host, Alan Berg, he'll never host again. And your new host, Big Mo, Mostradamus, Young Lord, Lord Mo, that'll be it for cash considerations.
Peace.